Yes, if you are talking about the ethnic community, yes, we have an ethnic community in Britain. What I'm talking about is a Muslim Ummah community. Yes, we have leadership for ethnic community. Still, I don't think we have an ethnic real community, because when we say community, community is the community that the people can help each other. If somebody needs something, it should be an institution. It should be somewhere that the people can go there and get the right response. They can. If we have a community, we should have a proper program for our children in the community. Yes, maybe 2% of the Pakistani community goes to the. 2% is not really right. Maybe say 10% goes to the mosque. But doesn't mean that this, even that 10%, they are not really in the peaceness of community, if you like. Unfortunately, some of the member of our community, they are going to the non-Muslim to do some of their get some of their response through them. Because, as I said, community should fulfill the needs of the members. If you cannot fulfill all needs of the members, it means that the community is not there. And fragmented community is not really community. Therefore, I need really, and I think one thing which we can benefit of the Westerners is learning from them to create a community. To create a community that can serve all the members. This is the and because we don't have community, we cannot provide a good environment for the leisure time of our children. Our children in the leisure time, they should go to the cinema, to the pop music, to the Western sports center. They should go, to make a friendship with the non-Muslim community. As I said before, the more than 40% of the young Muslim in Britain, they choose non-Muslim as a best friend. Why? Because, and when I ask them, what is your criteria to choose a friend? Is it religion? Is it culture? Or you don't consider religion as a criteria? I don't know the exact statistic, but more than 50%, they said, we don't consider religion as a value of choosing the friends. If the member of community, if they cannot consume the culture of the community, then that community will be weak. The weakness of community is equal to the powerness of other community. Know what I mean? When the people cannot consume from their own culture, they go to the other culture, which consider as a powerful culture. And this is very serious things for the future of the Muslim community in Britain. I mean, having lecture, I mean, this religious program which we have in our centers, they come and they go. There is no relationship. There is no communication within the members. We are very individual, segregated society. How many times the people come to your house? When you need something, I told to my son, to be honest with you, I said, I'm leaving this country. You're going to be alone here. Do you have any friend while you are alone and you are, for example, ill, do you have any friend to contact him and say, oh, I'm ill, can you help me, brother? He said, no. This is really sad. They should have, I mean, basically from, based on Islamic values, all the members of the community is member of the family, should be considered as a member of the family. They should have a right to go to them and ask them, I don't have money, I need some money, brother. Give me, you have some extra money, give some money to me. I remember at the beginning of Islamic Revolution of Iran, once I went to visit one of my friends, and he just married about 2 weeks before that meeting. When I was leaving him, he had some dishes, I mean, extra, you know, dishes and glasses, which the people brought him. He said, Saeed, you're leaving and you're going to home. This is not belong to me. I said, what do you mean it's not belong to you? He said, because I don't need it. And he gave it to me. And that, I never can forget that kindness of my friend. We don't have these such things in our community. We are not a sort of helping community. And that's why, for example, the Jew, they try to empower their state, they unlegitimize the state. But they have this such a loyalty towards their land. And Muslim land is belong to the to all Muslims. What sort of belongingness do you feel to our Muslim lands? Is basically ethnic loyalty. Is a sort of nationalistic loyalty. We don't have a, we lost that sort of idea of Muslim Ummah. And I think globalization gives us opportunity once again to create that Muslim Ummah, to create that network society. Our society in the beginning was really network society. And we lost that concept, and we are losing it for 300 years. And I think we need to reread and rewrite our society according to Islamic values. We need really somehow to don't see today's society and try to just go back to the history of Islam and see what was that society. That society, it can happen even in one small area. You can see the peaceful land there. You can see the pleasure of Muslimness there. If we have a real Muslim society, Muslim community, you shouldn't see the pain or agony in our society. When I say community, I don't mean that gathering. Yes, we have a lot of gathering, if you like, where people come together. But gatherness is not community. Yes, we get together every week, but that gatherness, I don't know whether it creates, it could solve a problem for one family. It could solve the problem for Muslim countries. Today, Afghanistan is under the attack of America. I was expecting all Muslims come together and have a very serious demonstration against America. Because the poorest people are living in Afghanistan. And there is no evidence that these people did anything against America. But they're paying for it. And the Muslim doesn't have loyalty towards the Muslim brothers in other land. And this is a saying of our Prophet, that if somebody start mourning without attention, without paying attention to the difficulty of their Muslim brothers and Muslim sisters in around the world. He's not Muslim. We don't have that society. And I think if we can create, we have a possibility here in Britain, because being minority, it creates solidarity. It creates solidarity if we can use this situation. That's why I think the Muslim in the West, the good Muslim in the West, they are much stronger than the Muslim in the Muslim land, because they can see the value of Islam. But still, we need to create that sort of community with the solidarity. There are a generation in Britain, I mean, there are not many people, but there are people who don't watch television at all. Just, we can experience one day, see how is going to be your life without television. And they feel that they have very peaceful life without television. That's why I'm saying that we should see what should be our agenda according to Islamic law. Maybe on that agenda, we don't have these things there. And many other things. Professor Nasr is one of the people who is supporting the idea of independency of Muslim agenda. And he's saying that the Westerner, they shouldn't judge us according to the modernization. And I believe that we should seriously emphasize that the Muslim, although they should use the modern technique, but they shouldn't modernize the Islamic values. They should try to keep it as it is. As it was in the time of Prophet of Islam.